Just to mention an idea with regards to Aseres HaDibros that we have, Parshas Yisro, what is really the necessity that we have Ten Commandments? Why just give us 613? Why not just tell us keep everything? So it's a fundamental idea that's explained to understand why we actually need the Aseres HaDibros. Of course, 10 is the unique number that creates the first letter that we have in the Aleph base, even though the smallest letter, but the one that creates that level of unity. That's the whole concept of the minion concept. But besides from the number itself, it's important that a person realize that when it comes to Torah, and in fact, every aspect of life, it has to be able to be boiled down into smaller parts so that it becomes manageable and that you're able to put things into categories so things can actually be done. Everyone knows, whether it's for a Baal Tshuva or for a Ger, you tell them there's 630 mitzvahs, they go, this is impossible. How can I ever do this? There's no way I can get to all these things. It's just too difficult to get to. There's so much I have to learn, so much I have to do. But once it's put into categories, and then you're able to fragment it out for yourself to be able to see how you can do it, then it becomes something manageable. Therefore, all of Torah itself has to be able to fit under basic components. So it's something that the human being can actually connect to and relate to. This is why it's not only the Aseres HaDibros, but in fact, Chazal tell us that the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, which are said by Hashem, those represent all Aseh and Lo Taseh. That's the Anochi, and that's the Lo Yelecha. It's every positive and every negative commandment included all under those. And that comes from the original of Adam HaRishon, which was also Aseh and Lo Taseh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the commandments of Aseh, do and not do, in two sentences. So for us, it's this concept of us to be able to take every project that we have, be able to boil it down so it's something that's manageable, functional for us, and this way through all of our projects of everything that we're doing in life is something that we can actually do. Certainly when it comes to Torah, it has to be in a framework that we can compartmentalize and be able to understand it for ourselves.